translation and purport by divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. When Arjuna was seemingly polluted by ignorance upon observing the soldiers and commanders before him on the battlefield, the Lord eradicated his ignorance by delivering transcendental knowledge. May his lotus feet always remain the object of my attraction. Purport. The kings and the commanders were to stand in front of the fighting soldiers. That was the system of actual fighting. The kings and commanders were not so-called presidents or ministers of defense, as they are today. They would not stay home while the poor soldiers or mercenaries were fighting face to face. This may be a regulation of modern democracy, but when actual monarchy was prevailing, the monarchs were not cowards elected without consideration of qualification. As it was evident from the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all the executive heads of both parties, like Drona, Bhishma, Arjuna and Duryodhana, were not sleeping. All of them were actual participants in the fighting, which was selected to be executed by a place away from the civil residential quarters. This means that the innocent citizens were immune from all effects of fighting between the rival royal parties. The citizens had no business in seeing what was going to happen during such fighting. They were to pay 1/4 of their income to the ruler, whether he be Arjuna or Duryodhana. All the commanders of the parties on the battlefield of Kurukshetra were standing face to face, and Arjuna saw them with great compassion and lamented that he was to kill his kinsmen on the battlefield for the sake of the empire. He was not at all afraid of the giant military phalanx presented by the Duryodhana, but as a merciful devotee of the Lord, renunciation of worldly things was natural for him, and thus he dedicated not to fight for worldly possessions. But this was due to a poor fund of knowledge, and therefore it is said that his intelligence became polluted. His intelligence could not be polluted at any time because he was a devotee and constant companion of the Lord. As is clear in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, apparently Arjuna's intelligence became polluted because otherwise there would not have been a chance to deliver the teachings of Bhagavad Gita for the good of all polluted conditioned souls engaged in the material bondage by the conception of the false material body. The Bhagavad Gita was delivered to the conditioned souls of the world to deliver them from the wrong conception of identifying the body with the soul and to re-establish the soul's eternal relations with the Supreme Lord, Atmavidya, or transcendental knowledge of himself, was primarily spoken by the Lord for the benefit of all concerned in all parties, the benefit of all concerned in all parts of the universe. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम जन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदे अहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलम श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्री विशाखानितांश्च। नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महाबलान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। व्यवहित प्रीतना मुखम निरीक्ष्य स्वजन बद्धाद् विमुखस्य दोष बुद्ध्या कुमतिम् अहरत् आत्मविद्ययाय चरणरति परमस्य तस्य मे अस्तु। व्हेन अर्जुन वाज सीमिंगली पोल्यूटेड बाय इग्नोरेंस अपॉन ऑब्जर्विंग द सोल्जर्स एंड कमांडर्स बिफोर हिम ऑन द बैटलफील्ड द लॉर्ड एराडिकेटेड हिज इग्नोरेंस बाय डिलीवरिंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज। मे हिज लोटस फीट ऑलवेज रिमेन द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ माई अट्रैक्शन। So this chapter is entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev is a Mahajan among the 12 Mahajans of Bhagavad Dharma. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Balir, Vyasaki, Vayam. Statement made by Jamaraj himself. That is Brahma, Shiva, Narada, four Kumaras, Kapildev, the son of Devahuti, and Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Rajarshi Janak, Prahlad and Bhishma, and Bali Maharaj, Vyasaki, the son of Vyasadev, and also Jamaraj. The 12 authorities of Bhagavad Dharma, and one of them is Bhishma Dev. So Bhishma Dev's passing away from this world, generally the Vaishnava Acharyas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they compare it with Haridas Thakur, passing away of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. When the Haridas Thakur left his body, all the Vaishnavas, they remembered about Bhishma's passing away of Bhishma Dev from this material world. Bhishma Prayana Sabara Haila Smarana. Everyone was remembering what how Bhishma Dev also left his body in the same way as Haridas Thakur left his body. Because Haridas Thakur has a desire. Hrudaye dharimu tava komala charana. Mukhe ucharimu krishna chaitanya nama. Nayane heribu tava chanda vadana. Yehi mata ichchamara chadimu parana. This is the desire of Haridas Thakur. He told, O my Lord, Chaitanya, I have this desire. Let me hold your lotus feet in my heart, in my chest, and I may meditate on your lotus face by seeing your lotus face. And again chanting your holy names, I may left this body. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled the desires of Haridas Thakur. Similarly, Bhishma Dev also the same desire. So, he has the same desire and Lord fulfilled his desire. In previous verse, we see how Bhishma Dev expressed the desire. Bhishma Vacha. Bhishma Dev said, let me now invest my thinking, feeling, and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects and occupational duties in the all-powerful Lord of Sri Krishna. He is always self-satisfied, but sometimes being the leader of the devotees, he enjoys transcendental pleasure by descending on the material world. Although from him only the material world is created. So that Lord may be the object of my meditation. That is the Bhishma Dev's desire. So that's why to fulfill Bhishma Dev's desire, Lord came with all Pandavas and Mother Kunti. They all assembled near the bed of arrows that is on which Bhishma Dev was waiting for his final disappearance. And so Bhishma Dev teaching us this art of death or art of living body, how to leave this body. Generally, many preachers or many, they speaks about the art of living. Specifically in India, there is one person, Ravi Shankar. He was preaching about art of living. But our philosophy is also, we must know the art of living, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, and same times also know how to left this body. Because jatasya hi dhruva mrityu. If one takes birth or accept a material body, then one day he has to give up that body. This is the naked truth. So that's why Bhishma Dev also, being a Mahajan, he is teaching this art of living this body. Prabhupada used to say, a Bengali proverb, sadhana kari bhajana kari marite janle hai. How you are perform your devotional service in this lifetime is tested at the time of death. And how, if you were remembering in time of death, yang yang vyapi smaran bhavam, tejante ante kalevaram tang tabaiti kaunteya, sadatat bhava bhavita. This is, whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. So, Bhishma Dev sets an ideal example. But in this particular verse, that when now we can meditate on that particular scene when Bhishmadeva was sleeping and all these great sages, they are also there surrounding him. But specifically the Pandavas, they are sitting at his lotus feet. And Lord Sri Krishna also there. And Bhishmadeva was just looking at the lotus face of Krishna and is speaking these words. So in particular verse is telling, the lotus feet of Krishna always remain the object of my attraction. But he is meditating Krishna as a warrior, because there is generally the devotees, they love Krishna in five main rasas: Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. But there is also some other rasas, secondary rasas. That Bhishmadeva was a warrior, he was a Kshatriya. So he also, though in principal rasas he was thinking himself a servant of Krishna, Dasya. But same time he is also trying to please the Lord by chivalry, by his heroic fighting with Krishna. So he wanted to see Krishna in the battlefield. Specifically here, he is describing that when Arjuna was seemingly polluted by ignorance, upon observing the soldiers and commanders before him on the battlefield, the Lord eradicated his ignorance by delivering transcendental knowledge. And when Lord was speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna in between the two armies, Pandavas and Kauravas, in Kurukshetra, because Arjuna told to the Supreme Lord beginning of the war, Senoye Rubhair Madhi Ratham Sthapayam Achyuta, O Achyuta Krishna, please place my chariot in between the two armies. I want to see specifically those soldiers who are coming here to support Duryodhana. But when Lord, following the words of Arjuna, he placed the chariot, then Arjuna get bewildered by seeing this, his own kinsmen, sons of Dhritarashtra, his own superiors like Bhishma, Drona, Krupacharya, Sallo, all these peoples. So Arjuna was bewildered where he is going to fight or not. He feels very compassion, as Prabhupada writing in purport. Arjuna was not a coward. He was not fear for the war, but being a Vaishnava devotee, he was feeling compassion. That he is going to kill all his kinsmen, also many innocent soldiers. Prabhupada is writing in the beginning of his purport. Then nowadays, those who are also taking the position of king and commanders, the so-called presidents and defense minister, prime minister like this, actually these peoples are not, they are not present themselves in battlefield. If a president, like in our India, we say president means he is the chief of the three armies. He is chief of the all armies. Those are Air Force, Navy, and also those were general commanders. He is the chief of the entire military force. So, but Jai Sri Radha Gokulanand ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki Jai. So Prabhupada is little just sarcastically speaking about this. The kings and commanders were not so-called president. Now, the so-called presidents and ministers of defense, as they are today, they would not stay home. And the poor soldiers are the mercenaries we are fighting face to face. But they are sitting on their office. And this is the regulations of modern democracy. So Prabhupada is a little sarcastically speaking about this. That is not the proper process. But in Mahabharata war, we saw even Duryodhana and Arjuna, Bhishma, Drona, they are all present in the practical war and the fighting. And Prabhupada is making another point that the citizens has nothing to do when there is a the war between the political parties or the royal family, the royal families, they are fighting for the position of the king or monarch. That time the citizens must be neutral. They have nothing to do. And fighting must be in a distant place, not in a city where there's millions of or peoples are living. But we see in the Second World War how there is war. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the two cities in Japan, and peoples just using this atom bomb, they kill the innocent citizens. So this is not the duty of the royal families. They should not kill the innocent citizens. They're fighting is two parties. Then, who may be the owner? Their mentality is that this present ruler, he is not actually ruling the citizens in proper way. He is not making them happy. So I may become king by defeating the present king, and I may rule this country in such a way the peoples may become happy. The present day rulers, they are thinking that just supplying this bread, house and clothing, then minimum the bodily necessities, their duty get finished. But this is not the situation. It is described Bhagavatam by Sukadeva Goswami that when Lord Ramachandra was king of Ayodhya, how the peoples were happy. Nadhi, vyadhi, jara, glani, dukha, soka, bhaya, klama, mrityu, anichchatam, nasti, rama, raja, rama, rajani, adhokhyaje. When the Lord Ramachandra was ruling in Ayodhya, then that time the peoples were free from the three types of miseries: adhibhautik, adhidaivik, and adhyatmik kleshas. The miseries that we are getting from other living entities, miseries from our own mind and body, our senses, and the miseries that is we are getting from the supernatural powers by the demigods. When Ramachandra was ruling, he was so powerful, he was making his citizens free from these three types of miseries. Jara, peoples are not getting disease, neither they getting, they suffer from old age. Nadhi, vyadhi, jara, glani, they are not, miserable, they are not disturbed in mind, glani. Dukha, soka, bhaya, klama, they are not feeling any, and they are not suffered. And mrityu anichchatam nasti, even the peoples in the ruling of Ramachandra, the Jamaraj has no power to just arrest someone. So these peoples were so fortunate, when they desire, they die. Here we see that is the boon to Bhishma Dev here, that Bhishma Dev can die only when he desire himself. But Supreme Lord, being this, his desire is also supreme. When he wants that someone has to leave his body, so that ultimately he is being sitting in the heart of all living entities. He is just acting from within to have that desire. Ishvara sarva bhutanang hruddese arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani jantra rudhani mayaya. He just sitting everyone's heart. If we consider our body is also a chariot, he's sitting in heart and he can move our thinking process. So anyhow, so that is the proper situation when a ideal ruler, he rules the citizens. Mrityu anichatam nasti rama rajani adhakyate. So that is the Prabhupada's point here. So the present rulers, they are simply sitting in their house, in their office, and that innocent, they are not properly even giving protection to the citizens. Rather, they are simply thinking about their own safety and sense gratification. And when there is war happened, then the innocent citizens, they get killed. So that's why Prabhupada is little sarcastical in purport, beginning of the purport, he's talking about this. Then he's also talking another point here, that actually Arjuna could not be bewildered. Being a pure devotee of the Lord, and Krishna simply used him to preach this Bhagavad Gita to entire humanity. Krishna himself told, why I am speaking this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, not to anyone else? Because Arjuna is a bhakta asime sakha cheti rahasyam hetur uttamam. I am speaking this supreme instructions to Arjuna because he is my devotee and also he is my friend. This is the real cause. This is also in commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also writing about this point. That's why Prabhupada also means Prabhupada is just following the same point by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, that Arjuna could not be bewildered. He fought with these warriors and also in before some wars like in Virat Rajya. There be a kingdom Virat when there was Pandavas were hiding there. Ajnatavasa. The 1 year they will hide in such a way that the Kauravas cannot identify where they are. They could not find. So they are hiding in Virat, kingdom of king of Virata. And that time Yudhishthira Maharaj was minister to King Virata. And even Arjuna, he was teaching, he was a dance teacher to Uttara, the princess. And Bhima was cooking. He was a cook. And Sahadeva and Nakula, they are looking after the horses there. And Draupadi was assistant to the queen. Like this. So in that time, because there is a commander-in-chief of Virat king, was Kichaka. Kichaka was killed. Because he developed lusty desire for Draupadi. So Draupadi approached Bhima. There was a fighting between Bhima and Kichaka. Finally Kichaka was killed. So then this Kauravas, Duryodhana and his uncle, this Shakuni was told, here is the Pandavas. Otherwise, who killed this Kichaka? Definitely, there is only 2-3 persons, selected person can kill him. Either Duryodhana himself, Jarasandha, or maybe Bhima. So Jarasandha, you did not kill him. Definitely Kichaka. Sarika was killed by Bhima. So let's just attack the kingdom Virata. Definitely Pandavas are hiding there. So when they fight, and this very nicely described in Mahabharata how the prince of Virata, Uttama Kumar, his son of the Virata king, he was saying, yes, we'll go for fighting. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj, being minister, he suggested that, okay, if you're going to fight, take this dance teacher, who? Brihatnala. That time his name was Arjuna. Arjuna's name was Brihatnala. Take him. But the king was telling, he was a dance teacher, what he will do in war, in battlefield. But somehow other, Arjuna went with Uttama Kumari, his chariot driver. But when they approached the war, the battlefield, when Uttama Kumar saw this big warriors, they saw that Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Saladip, such a huge army, the unconquerable, the commanders are there. He simply want to run away from, don't know, I will not go. Then Arjuna told, no, you cannot run away. You are a Kshatriya. Do or die in the battlefield. If you cannot fight, just you take the position of chariot driver and I am going to fight. He told, you, how can you fight? You are a dance teacher. He told, no, I am Arjuna. Then he told him, go and bring my Gandhi bow in the tree. I kept there, I hide them there. In the hollow of this tree, my Gandhi bow is there and my also arrows are there, you bring them. Then in that case we saw, alone Arjuna, he defeated the entire Kaurava army. When he blew his counsel, Bhishma Dev could understand this is the Arjuna's counsel he is blowing. What is the name of Arjuna's kunch? Devadatta Dhananjaya. So, in this we saw before, Arjuna himself, alone he defeated the entire Kaurava army. He made them fainted in the war. And he cut one piece of their cloth and gave presentation to Uttara. This is mentioned in Mahabharata. So Arjuna was not a coward. He was not fear of fighting. But being a devotee, he has compassion within his heart. For the not only the soldier, the sons of Dhritarashtras were going to be killed, but many innocent soldiers also there. So there we saw how Arjuna gave different arguments why he did not want to fight. So in beginning of Gita, so that's why Prabhupada is telling that Arjuna's intelligence could not be polluted. His intelligence could not be polluted at any time because he was a devotee and constant companion of Lord. As is clear in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, just Krishna used Arjuna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told that Imam Vivaswate Yogam Praktaban Aham Abhyayam Vivaswane Manava Praha Manu Ikhyaku Abravit. This Gita is come in this parampara that Krishna told, I gave this Gita to Sangat gave his son Vaivasvata Manu gave to Ikhyaku. In this way, this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was present in this mankind. But gradually, with the pass of time, it has been lost from the history. That's why I am, Arjuna, giving you for the second time. I am just making you a via media to transferring this Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the conditioned souls. So that's why it is not Arjuna. Prabhupada told that Arjuna cannot be polluted. His intelligence become. It is just said that his intelligence become polluted, but Arjuna cannot be polluted. His intelligence could not be polluted any time because he was devotee and constant companion of Lord. As is clear in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Apparently Arjuna's intelligence to deliver the teachings of Bhagavad Gita for the good of polluted conditioned souls engaged in material bondage by the conception of the false material body. That's why just Arjuna was used by Krishna. As in Gita Mahatma, it is told that Sarva Upanishad Gava Dogdha Gopalanandana Partha Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Gita Amrita Iti Mahat. The entire Vedic literatures, they are just like a cow, and the essence that we get from cow is milk. And unless a cup is there, unless a cup just for a, in the beginning, a drink little milk from the udars of cow, then we can collect milk. Similarly, the knowledge was there, the entire knowledge of the Vedic literatures, but Krishna, he was the Gopalanandana, he was a coward boy, he used Arjuna as a cup. Because Arjuna was asking questions, then Krishna giving answer. So in this way, Arjuna was simply used by Krishna for giving this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all the conditioned souls. So that is the Prabhupada making the concluding point in this purport. This Atma Vidya, transcendental knowledge, was primarily spoken by the Lord for the benefit of all concerned in all parts of the universe. So this is the conclusion that Prabhupada has given here. So Bhishma Dev was meditating that he wanted to meditate on the particular form that standing in front of Arjuna and speaking Bhagavad Gita. So in this particular verse, he is just meditating on that particular form. The Krishna, famous picture that you have, Krishna is just standing in front of Arjuna and speaking Bhagavad Gita. In a chariot, Krishna was as a chariot driver, he was standing and Arjuna was sitting there on the chariot. And so Arjuna was externally get bewildered what to do and what not to do, he could not decide. So Krishna, and in a second chapter and seventh verse, when particularly Arjuna told, Shishyaste Aham Sadhimang Twang Prapanna. Oh Lord, I could not decide what to do and not to do. Please, you become my spiritual master. And you may advise me in this what to do and what not to do. Then Krishna started speaking. Asochyanana asochastang pragyam vadang sabhasase gata asocha gata asuna nano asochanti pandita. So, in this way, in this particular verse, thus, that Bhishma Dev is meditating on that form of the Supreme Lord, who was standing in front of Arjuna and speaking Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.